Blog Talk Radio.
From your spirit, I need everybody, the Lord. Come on, ask him. I need thee. Tell him, when do you need him? When do you need him?
Every hour, I need thee. Oh, bless.
Hallelujah.
Me now, my Savior.
Come on, think about what you need God to do. See, the reason this meeting is called for us to get back to the presence of God and get back to depending on Him. And I don't know what you stand in need of, but I need God to speak in my life, in my pastorate, and immediately. I need God to do some things in my life that He's never done before. And if you need God to do some stuff in your life, preachers and deacons and church leaders, whatever it may be, one last time, lift your voice and say, I need. Come on, let's have it said. Say it. The old. Let me hear you. Come on, say it. Come on, tell him. Me now, my Savior. Hallelujah. My. Hallelujah. Glory. One more time. Come on, say it with me. The old. Let's get that atmosphere right. Don't be sophisticated. Get this presence. Talk to it. Real. Come on, tell it. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. Hallelujah. All right, you sound like church now.
My. Good morning. I need thee. Not just a second, a minute, an hour. I need every time I think about it. Because without him, what will we be? So we thank God. We thank him for this day. We thank him for the last I land. And this morning, rise, my brothers and sisters, because he's really blessing us, allowing us to see another day. Some of us, he's preparing for some journeys that only he can call to do, is to stand and proclaim his word, say that this is the day that the Lord has made, and I'm going to be glad and rejoice in it. So God is good. I thank God always for his presence, my brother and sisters, because we really believe we cannot do this without him. We believe that we tried a lot of things in life, and we have failed. one thing I found in Christ, he's a person who will never leave you. On time, he leaves when we leave him. Somebody said, what you talking about? In the time, living in a certain way, we call sin. It causes a wedge between you and the, I would say, put a wedge down. And that wedge keeps us from him. But he wants us to repent. Those who know, all we have to do is say, Lord, have mercy. Lord, you know some things I'm going through right now. Lord, have mercy. And he's a just God. He reigns on the just and unjust alone. And I find out, Reverend, we'll never walk alone.
That's right.
We his. We his. And nobody can take that from him unless you give it to him. So your life with him should be like a prayerful life, you know, that you stay on the battlefield and walk with
him. Yes.
Because this thing here we call life, he has to be the center pole of it, man. He has to be. And we find out, and being here with all peace and love, we find out, my brother, if it had not been for the Lord on our side, where would we be? All heavenly Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You know, I know we try to do it in the way someone can learn and carry out this life we call love. So we ask you, man, just keep us in prayer. Watch over us, Lord, that we try to do his will. Because we do know that we need his strength. We do know that we need to elevate him more than we elevate ourselves. We do know. I just been taught, man. I really believe in the book. If God be lifted up, not if we be lifted up, but God, even when God said that when man see your good work, he said they'll be edifying your Father. They'll be glorifying him. Not you, but the work you do for him. The Bible said, when you see me, you see the Father. That's what he said. When you see me, you see the Father. I do my Father's work. I'm about my Father's business. I don't know where we get off this, how we are supposed to be lifted up. I don't know where that comes from. I don't know where that comes from. Only time we're supposed to lift one another up, and I say it like that, carries one another. But man, if it had not been for God, man, we wouldn't be nothing. I've seen it bring a lot of people in the Bible. I've seen it bring a lot of good, strong men down in the Bible. Bring them down to do his will. Whoever would have thought he turned Saul to a Christian like that? You know, whoever thought he had Peter and humble Peter down to do him his will? Whoever thought he'd take Matthew, a tax collector, and use him? You know, and I thank God for that because he can do it, man. He's a peacemaker too, ain't he? Amen.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Thank God for this opportunity, man. We just going. We coming in today. We call this phrase of this is Black History Month. You know, we're gonna try our best to do a little bit, you know, about the Black History, give you know honors and for our trailblazers. You know, I don't. You know, everybody do how they want to do it, but I just want to give honor to some of the guys that we do know and we don't know, and one of the guys. We have seen today, that I'm trying to bring to your attention, his name is Elijah McCoy. They call him Maria McCoy, Elijah McCoy. You know, and we see this here, he invented, we call it lubrication. You know, so somebody can use lubrication and build an engine. You know, talking about the stuff you use to grease it so you can grease the motor down. He invented that, brothers and sisters and brothers. In his invention, going through that, he was born in 1844, May 1844 in Canada. he moved to Detroit, but he died in Detroit in 1929, October the 10th of 1929, at the age of 85, Detroit, Michigan. They got a memorial by him. He got a park named after him. So he's really a native of Canada, but he moved here. Like I said, you call him a civil engineer, like something. You know, he's an engineer. He invented. And then we know he worked on the railroad as a fireman and an oiler. Now he believed in that lubrication. He invented this now. Stuff to use to run the engine. that's pretty good, man.
Well, that's all right, man.
That's pretty good there, man. I started thinking about at the age of 15, right? He was in the segregation part of this year, right? But, man, these guys, man, and you heard, man, how can you, a field worker, because he did pick cotton. He did work for the master. How can you imagine these guys had this kind of talent? Remember I tell you the other day, my brothers and sisters, that they've been around engines, and they've been around lights, and they've been around the trees, the ground, you know, and they might just go back, God give them some kind of information to what? To invent something, you know, to improve it, you know, they got a patent from him. Yeah. His patent was his lubrication for steam engines, you know. And how would he just sit there and think about that, you know? And knowing that, man, he had a pattern, and you know it must be real because they would have a pattern back then, brothers. You just, so somebody steal it and steal your rights and start making money out of it, you know? So you had a pattern. Mm-hmm. And understand me, then when he came over here from Canada, you know, we found out over here, you know, it was a little rough in the United States. you know, you got to what? You got to be what, a slave over here.
Yes, sir.
So he got, when he came over with his mother and his father, you know, to my, and then God, he married twice. His first marriage, the lady died 4 years after they were married, and he remarried. And then when he remarried, he moved to Detroit. Counting over here, God bless him with a strong net family to follow him over here. You know, it takes a lot for a woman and a man to uproot out where they're born at, you know, then come over here in this racist state we had, you know, United States. But then we look at it, he had to read, somebody had to teach him how to read, you know, to understand what he was doing too, my brothers, because he was very creative, you know, to do what he did.
Yeah.
And then when I look at that, man, he's they call him, you know, we got the old saying, the real McCoy. You remember that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But this is the real McCoy here, yeah, you know. This ain't no imitation here. It's the real McCoy.
Yeah.
That's where that statement come from, you know, because what he did,
right.
You know, that we use that, some people got sometimes a favorite saying, you know. You know, but our saying is, it's not a cliche. We believe, I'm just going something now, we believe that Jesus died and rose. We believe that in his risen, that we believe in his redemption work on Calvary. It didn't go in vain with us because now we believe. That's why we wake up early in the morning to do what we do. And, man, sometimes you see you get a little slugger, but my brothers and sisters, but some kind of way, God give you strength. You know what I'm talking about? You know, he give you strength to keep pushing. So I just thank God for the real McCoy, you know, Elijah McCoy, you know, and they didn't have too much battle, but I just wanted to bring him up because some of us do a little, sometimes you might look at something about the engine, you know, talking about the engine, but he did this with the steam engine on the train, the locomotives and stuff, but look how he did, it just didn't stop there, you know, he was a mechanical engineer, remember I said that, certified.
Mm-hmm.
He got his apprenticeship. He studied his apprenticeship in Scotland. You know what I'm talking about? Can you imagine that? brother, you know what I'm talking about? God had raised him out of, and he learned how to do all this. Even when he did it, my brothers and sisters, he did it because he wanted to what? He wanted to see how you could take two steel and rub it together and put a lubricant in there so it won't last longer, you know. Now, he was one of the 11s, you know. He was one of the 11 siblings. He had 10 other brothers and sisters. That's all I have on him. Anybody else want to elaborate on that? You got to leave meat on the bone.
Praise the Lord. As you were talking, I was listening and I thought about how God has blessed these people because with these great inventions, in the midst of them being captive and slaves and beat on, but they had faith in God.
Wow.
And God, in the midst of all that, I mean, they had faith in God and they trusted and they needed and depended on him. And he brought them through a miraculous, you know, he really brought them through. I mean, I just marvel at that because, you know, it was like he gave him a part-time job.
Okay.
Mr. Fish job, you know, he gave him a part job, you know, and gave him a place in history because they seeked him first, you know.
That's it.
That's what I got out of that, man.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Well, Doug, before we go a little further,
Yes. I have five people, but I'm going to go back to one I read yesterday because it coincides with the Mr. McCoy, and it was R.A. Butler. Mm-hmm. R.A. Butler, he invented the alarm on the train. So we were doing a lot of work around the trains.
There you go. You know
we were doing a lot of work. Mm-hmm. So you had some that was on the train, and you had some that was in the yard, you know, because that was the only way he could have came up with that lubrication. He was in the train yard. Yeah, man. So they was coinciding. Like Reverend Henry said, Most High was really working with them.
But, yes, Lord.
And, you know, I thought about, remember the movie, The Hatfields and the McCoys?
Come on, man. Yeah, you know, I shouldn't even agree that quick. I should have said, man, what you talking about?
Remember that movie, The Hatfields and the McCoys? So, okay, let me read these where I started. I started off yesterday with the ice cream mode. So, W.A. Lavalette, he invented the printing press.
Come on, man. What's all right?
F.W. Leslie, he invented the envelope seal.
Okay.
And so, that little glue that you lick on it or put water on it.
Lester
Lee, he invented laser fuels. And we think that just came out.
Come on.
Maurice W. Lee, he invented the pressure cooker. Okay. And we think that just came. I'm going to have to look that up to see how long, when Mars Leap was born. Because we think that just came out. And the last one today is A.L.
Lewis.
He invented the window cleaner. That window cleaner we spray on our windows to clean the window. He invented the window cleaner.
Yeah. Pretty smart.
Yeah. So that's all I have today. But I want to ask you guys to pray with me and pray for me, because I'm really being fought spiritually. Because I'm growing. I'm growing.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's
my spirit is being fought. It's not nothing external. You know, it's all this time go around. It's all internal.
Yeah,
you know, when he say, when I would do good, evil is present. That I don't want to do, I find my, I just been being blessed so much from this platform. And I know I'm growing spiritually. Yeah, so the enemy is just trying to attack me internally. So I ask that you guys pray with me and pray for me. So, and that's all I have for today.
That's all you got, huh?
Come on.
Yeah, for today.
I'd like to give you some, share with you, and I pray that it'll strengthen you like it strengthened me. But I seen an old movie the other day.
And
I mean, this is right on time. Been watching this series. It's called The Underground. And The Underground. It's on Hulu. It's called The Underground, and it's about slavery and everything. And I've been getting some spiritual lessons in it because, oh man, they sung throughout the day. They gave them strength, you know, for what they had to go through, and they meditated for what they had to go to. And they were raising kids that weren't there. How about that? That was from a different race, but and they would go to them for wisdom. And this one little boy went. His dad was a slave hunter, and he went to this elderly black guy that was he was a master tracker. He knew how to track. And then he asked a young boy, "Have your father ever told you about the two wolves?" And the boy said, "No." He said, "One wolf, he lives on. These two wolves, they're on the inside of you. One wolf lives on humility, love, patience, caring.
Okay.
And the other wolf lives on evil. You know, destruction, hatred, you know, there's anything that he can do to kill, destroy." And the little boy said, "Well, which one live?" And the old man turned around and told him, "Whichever one you feed."
Okay. Okay, I got it.
Okay. Yeah, so in other words, keep on doing like you're doing. Keep on feeding that one that wants to show the multitude of love. Keep on feeding that one that within your heart you just still want to have patience and press on towards the mark. Keep on feeding that one that in the midst of no matter what come up against you. Our elders used to tell us, "I've learned how to lean and depend on Jesus." That's not a cliche to us, but it's a reality. For us, we see it in our ancestors, you know. God blessed them to pass along to us, and it's still that fire, that burning within us, you know. You said it the other day out of your own mouth. We're richer than what we realize.
Yeah.
Because the only thing you have to do in a moment's time, you just say, "In the name of Jesus."
In the name of Jesus. Yeah.
When you thought you was weak, When you thought you was weak.
Yeah.
That's true. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. As we pray with you, knowing that the victory has already been won. You've already been, what you say, Reverend Brown, vindicated. You've already have the victory there within you. So, thank you, Jesus. I just want to thank him in advance for how he's already lifted you, how he's already blessed you. The fact that you ask. The fact that you ask. You wouldn't ask unless you expect him to hear. Not only will he hear, because that's something that's going to help you please him more. Thank you. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I feel the Holy Spirit. The fact that you ask, you already done.
All right.
I just feel this on my heart, brother. I need need thee.
Come on now. In Jesus' name, we do pray. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Oh, thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I believe it's done, brother. I believe it's done, brother. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
oh, hallelujah. Let's go ask you a question, Brother Darrell. Which one are you going to feed? Oh, hallelujah.
Peace, love, joy.
Thank you. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Yes, meekness,
thank
long
you, Jesus.
Suffering.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Brother, I think those are fruits, remember?
Yeah, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Glory to you, Father.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh,
yeah.
I believe he's fighting us because we know down on the inside it's burning up on our hearts that we must work the work of him that sent us.
That's
part of
the
day. Because night is on the way.
Thank you, Jesus. God is really moving. You know, I thank always for the Holy Spirit, my brother. How you feel the Spirit of the Lord? Even in encouraging one another, you know, because in this race, man, you're gonna need somebody along the race, you know. You're going to have to give you some strength. You know, sometimes you find certain people, you just give strength, you know. So why not get around Jesus? Why not get around the Word of God and be your strength, you know?
I just say this here, you know.
Ephesians, chapter 2. I just said this.
Come on now.
You know, I just really believe in the book. You know,
come on now.
You know, we all understand that this thing we call life, my brother, is just like a vapor, man.
Yeah.
You know, and we, every day, this whole body we call ours. You know, it just turns right now. It's just, I don't care how much green dream. How good you eat, how good you get vitamin E, and that's some good stuff, man. I ain't gonna sit there and tell you, no, it's not, man, it is all about God's grace and mercy. You know, it's all about His mercy. There's some healthy people in that graveyard.
Yeah, it's some very
healthy people in that graveyard. You know, it ain't all about sickness in the graveyard. God have an expiration date on us all. So we got to strive. One scripture says, "Don't do your living in vain in the Lord."
Yeah,
he emphasized it in the Lord. You know what I'm saying? So if you're running in vain in the Lord, my, I'm gonna pray because I thank God for the Holy Spirit. But I really pray. I'm saying I'm gonna be in prayer for us. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes,
we pray for one another. You know what I'm talking about? Because we can't do this by ourselves. You know, I'm gonna do some skipping and dabbing on this thing, and I'm really believe you can do what you want to. You can bag all the way to verse one. There's some good stuff all the way through, but just the sake of the love of God, I just want to start at verse 10.
Okay.
I can't start back at one of our favorite verses in verse 8. You know what I'm saying? But by grace are you saved.
Mm-hmm.
You hear what I'm
saying? Yeah.
But by grace, are you saved? Let's keep it simple,
yeah.
man.
Mm-hmm.
Let's keep it practical.
Yes, sir.
Let's keep it simple and practical. Because all that, we've been doing this so many years, and you just don't know this and that. By grace, you are saved through faith. You hear me? By grace.
Mm-hmm.
Are you saved through faith that is not of yourself? It is the gift of God. Timmy B. tracked a little bit. Y'all don't mind.
Mm-hmm.
What you going to do, brother? Just keep the faith. Because grace is right there. Keep the faith.
Yes, sir.
Myself, I look at my, I try to encourage myself all the time, man, because I need the strength. Man, don't you know when you try to do good for the Lord, you're trying your best, man. And the Bible makes it plain. My brother just said evil is always present. I find myself doing some things I know I should be doing. But it's
all right now.
It's the sin that dwells in me. That's what the book said. Mm-hmm. Paul was running with that.
Yeah.
He said, the sin that dwells in me, the what, it wars against that other member of mine. So I'm telling you right now, to ask God, like my brother was saying, ask him, what you feeding that? The spirit to make it keep on rising up like that. Resist. Because you've been saved through faith. And then what is your own self? Because nothing you did, or whoever told you this might not be a secret, but let me say it one more time. Whoever told you you did something so good on yesterday? So
all right,
I might as well tell you a little Holy Roller stuff right now. It's good to have a nickname like that sometimes. Let me tell you something. Stuff right there get you busted right in here, man. Don't you know it's going to be God to get us in that thing. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. You know what? And I love this part. He said, not of works, lest any man should boast. Can I read it again? By grace are you saved through faith. And then not of yourself. It is the gift of God. Not of works. Lest any man should boast. I love God so much, Reverend, that he'll never let us look like no fool. When we make statements, when we do things and try to do something for the Lord, like you just said, what you said about watching a TV show, you turn something into a reality with the word of God. And I love that part because what happens, you try to encourage us, you know, tell me, let us know that I'm going to look at it like this here, that what I spend most of my time doing. What is I spend most of my time doing? I'm somewhere that it's going to try to attack that. It's going to get you know, I'm there. You know, let me say this because everybody, let me do this here. Let me tell you something, brother. Everybody really want to go to heaven, right? Everybody do, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the things to get to heaven, we want to sit it down because sometimes we want to serve the devil. Can I say it like that?
Mm-hmm.
And he don't mind losing. He don't mind losing. And he'll use you and make you look like make you look silly too. You know what I'm talking about? That's why he said, not of works, least any man should boast. So no one can say he did enough. He did all this to get in. No, it's because the gift of God. You know what I'm talking about? But that's what we said. For we are all his workmanship. Can I help me and you with this here? He said we are all his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God had before, help me Holy Spirit, there, ordained that we should walk in them. Help me, Holy Spirit. That when we do these things, brothers, when we walking in these things, don't you know God is here to give us that strength? I thank God for the Holy Spirit. I thank him for the peace of God. That's what he wants us to do, brother. He wants us to see how we can put this thing together. I thank you for the things we have done in this life, Lord. I ask you to watch over us. So we ask you to keep us in your heart. I understand something. Now, watch when I do this here. If you don't put God first, if you don't wake up in the morning and say, God, thank you. I ask you for one thing and one thing, Lord. The Lord, never leave me to myself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Good morning, y'all. Good morning. I think Brother Eric fell off.
No, I'm here. I'm here. See, I know you right on time. No, you're on right on time. You're right on time. God just send me something. Just send me something. Amen. I don't apologize for the Holy Spirit, but I had to pause because He just did something. You hear me? And God gave me the will to say it. And when He wanted me to say it, I would. I had to stop and recall my mind because He gave me something. you good, nothing. No, I ain't following. I'm here.
Okay.
He gave me something while I was doing it right then. Man, y'all, if you just really been, I don't want to put this on nobody, man. I'm gonna tell you something. Serving the Lord.
Yeah.
Serving the Lord. It will pay off.
Yes.
You hear me? It will pay off.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm gonna tell you something. For we are His workmanship. Creating in Christ. Look what He's revealed in that. He's working us, but He's working us through Christ Jesus. Listen to me. He's creating in us. He wants us to know this is our resource. This is where we're getting it from. There's nothing in this body that can please God. It has to be through Christ Jesus. He said, look what he said. But we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, unto what? Good works. My brothers there, whoever serving the Lord, man, we trying our best, man. But sometimes our best ain't good enough. You know, because sometimes we are our worst critic. But I'm going to tell you, He said, which God had before, all right, dang, man. When God does it, man, it's a stamp of approval. Man can't tell you no preacher. That thing got to come from God. I don't care how you sound, how you homiletic. Man, that thing got to come from God. There's some people, the Bible said you can desire the position. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. You can do it. But He says, suffer not many masters. I know I read it in the book. Because you're going to be what? You're going to be what? You're going to be just more harder. Of what you know. Listen, everybody think it's popular because you see the renowned people on TV said, woman die or lose, you know. And you got all these good things. And God is blessing a lot of that stuff with what's going on. But that don't mean God can't bless you if you just one or two of y'all in the midst. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. If you just one or two of you in the midst, then He's in the midst of that. He ordained
that right.
Situation right now. That's why He said that we should walk in them. He said, wherefore, remember that being in this time past, Gentiles and flesh, who are called uncircumcised. Look what it said, by that which is called circumcision, in the flesh made by hand. Oh, hear me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
That at that time, you were without Christ, being alienated from the commonwealth of Israel, and a stranger for the covenant of the promise, having no hope, help me, Holy Spirit, and without God in the world, help me, Holy Spirit. It was a time. It was a time. They stressed that if you, the only reason you can walk with the Jews, you have to be a Jew and you have to be circumcised. You know, I'm talking about the foreskin. But Jesus wanted the foreskin, the heart. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Then we're going to get in this right now. Hey, brother, you've been putting some things off. You're transparent, brother, Dad. And when you've been transparent like that, hey, what you doing? You're encouraging someone else. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. You're encouraging somebody else. They might want to say what you said. Lord, pray for me. Brother D said it the other day. Pray for me. Man, if you're on this battlefield, you're going to need some prayer. I don't care how long you've been on.
Sir.
You're going to need some prayer. And let me tell you something. If you're really living with Him, you're going to need more prayer. Can I say it again? Can I say it one more time? You're going to need more prayer. You know what? Because if it had not been for the Lord, you know what I'm talking about? Coming down. He took it, man, because we was alienated from God because we didn't have access to Him. Now Jesus came. When He came, we're going to see what Jesus did and allowed us to come in, help me, Holy Spirit. You see what He said at the end of John? You know what I'm saying? At the end of John, He said if they had a rope, everything they seen Him do, the Bible and the world, did He obtain the things He did? So what do you think He did? He thought about you. Oh, yeah. That middle spirit. So
yeah.
You would even thought of him. He thought about us. Because the Bible says there's a word. Look it up. Propitiation. It called us right in our mother's womb. And to the what? To the end. Long as you had, all you had to do is stay connected to him. Now, we always throw that old scripture, and we really try to mean it. Over there in Romans, nothing can separate me from the love of God. But I've seen some dudes put their religion down a lot of times. Don't hit me, Holy Spirit. Try to prove they're right. I'm a man. But you need to be a man of God. It don't make you no coward. You don't have to fight every fight, man. He had to tell that to Peter one day. One gospel said he cut a man's ear off and Jesus put his ear back on. But one gospel said man lived by a sword. He did what? He died by the sword.
He died by the sword, yeah.
So God said, alienate yourself. Separate yourself. Yeah, you could be in the world, but separate yourself so you won't get, you won't. See, you never know when he's going to come, brother and sister. We've been taught, live like he's coming today. Not in frightening and scary, but in reverence of his spirit that's dwelling in you right now. So if he's there, you'll find this scripture right here. But now, in Christ Jesus, who sometime were afar off, are made now by the blood of Christ. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. For he is our peace, who have made both one and have broken down the middle wall of partition between us, and have abolished in flesh the imminent, look at it, even the law of commandment, taining the ordinance. For, well, look at it, for to make himself what? A twin, one new man, so making peace. Look at it, almost there. And that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, and having slain the intimate, look what he said, thereby, and came and preached peace to you, which was afar off, and to them that were nigh. But through him, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. Now, therefore, you are no more stranger and foreigner, but fellow citizens with the saints. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit, and of the household of God. And we there, y'all. Because he came. We there.
Yeah.
He's not, hey, he came down and accomplished something. He fulfilled what man can do. And that was that law. When he's talking about the ordinance, that is talking about the commandments that he gave Moses. Now, he came to fulfill everything. It was in that law. So no man can have an excuse now. Only excuse he got is that because he wanted to have it. So because you got access now through him, because your works ain't going to get you there because Jesus done it for you. So what he do, he allowed us to what? He told one man, except you be born by water in the spirit. Man should be baptized. The man in his baptism, the spirit would come on him. One book says, if I can go there for a minute, if y'all don't mind, can I go there for a minute? Please tell me, sir. Can I go there for a minute? Let's go to Romans right quick. And let's look at that verse. And look at that verse over there again. If y'all don't mind. Romans. Is it Romans 6? 6 and 4. Can we do that?
Amen.
Tell me when you're not having it. Tell me when you're not having it.
When you're not having it.
Tell me when you're not having it. Okay. Tell me when you're not having it. Okay? Romans 4, 6 and 4. He said, therefore we were buried with him by baptism unto death. I said now, that likened as Christ was risen from the dead, by the glory of the Father, even so when we also should walk in newness of life. You know, I love that poem. See, the baptism symbolized his death and burial and resurrection. It's what it is. It's symbolic, right? When you go in the water, you submerge into the water, right? Spiritually, before you go in there, you know why. Because you're going in because you believe in the death, burial, and resurrection. You need to be taught that you believe this, and then you believe it. What happened, don't worry about that other part, that you can't fix it until you get on this side. You allow him to work through you and cleanse you and strengthen you in your walk. So while you're over there, you go in like he went in the grave. Help me, Holy Spirit. You go down in that water like his was a physical grave and yours was a spiritual grave if you've been washed. Now, the only time I know a man was in the water, and a child was in the water, when he was in his mother's womb, because he was in water, if I get it right now, you know, and he or she was there, and God was keeping them, so he went in the water, like Christ went in the tomb. When Christ rose out, same way man, he submerged into the water, and he emerged out of the water, and then he's symbolizing the death in the burial, in the resurrection. Now, since he done this, he be like Jesus. He walking in newness. The old man is not there no more. We have to resist the old man once we get on this side. You know what I'm talking about? Because he broke the orders down, so you and I know how to look at the law. See, the law wouldn't have did nothing for us. The only thing the law did for us, you know what it did for real? It just pointed our sins. It couldn't save us.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It couldn't save us, Brother Dale. It couldn't. Okay, then that didn't work again. Let me bag them. Let me read it one more time for Ephesians over here, 2:8. He said, "For by grace are you saved through faith." That's what he said. "And that not of yourself; it is the gift of God. Nothing else. Couldn't drive." That's it. It's by grace. He broke the petition down with that old law, what we call it.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't change it. He just came and fulfilled it, because he is the sacrifice lamb now. So now you go to him because he broke the petition down because of his blood. He stands between you and God, and I. We stand between ourselves and God. He's right there. This is you. Now watch this here, so you don't misunderstand. Saying you can get a preacher in your hand. Help me, Holy Spirit. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. But give God your heart. The one reason why you give the preacher your hand, help me, Holy Spirit, is because of what? Huh? And because he can help you. He can teach you. He said, how can you hear the word of God without what? A preacher. I'm in the book, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
And how
mm-hmm.
can you be a preacher unless you've been sent by God?
That's
in the book, man. Oh, yes. So we thank God for this. And this might not be teaching for everybody. We're not forcing what we're trying to reveal to you right now. We just ask you have a God conscious. We ask you have a discernment spirit. Some people try to teach it so hard that you can't make no mistakes. Some people try to teach it so hard that when you do fall, you need to just stay there. You done made a mess. Just stay there. You ain't no good. Now, I'm telling you now, get on up.
Mm-hmm.
Get back on the road. Start serving the Lord. And when you serve the Lord, it'll pay off after a while. Trust me, your reward is not yet. That's why he was the one standing between us, because he reconciled us back to God. Yes, sir. Because he was slain. He was slain.
Yeah.
He was killed. That's why this other scripture says, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles. Help me, Holy Spirit. And the prophets. Jesus himself being the chief cornerstone. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. In him, all the builders fiddle, frame together, grow unto what? Unto a holy temple in the what? In the Lord. In whom you also was a builder together in the inhabitation of God through the Spirit. Through the Spirit. So even though the prophets came, Brother Dale,
mm-hmm.
even though the apostles helped open up the church and fulfill the call of God, they had to get it out there. They had to preach it, and they had to teach it because they was eyewitness of them. They can tell you, I walked with them. Yeah, I was there when he took the clay and spit it and put it on the man's eye and told him to go walk in the pool of Siloam. I was there when the woman touched him, and he asked, who touched me? And he said, don't you know how many people around you? There were a lot of people touched you, Jesus. But Jesus said, no, there were virtues came out of me. There were power. They were there. When they got there, when she was healed, they were there. But then I'm going to tell you something. See, you got a there moment.
Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Don't you got a death moment, Reverend Henry, Brother Dan, sisters and brothers?
Yes, sir.
Don't you
yes,
have a
sir.
Death moment? I was there when he told me, when he spoke to me and said, turn away from that, my son. Turn away from that, my daughter. Have God ever spoke to you? I'm learning in the scripture we read recently. He said, my sheep should know my voice. They would not hear another voice. Somebody get that twisted now. Don't get it twisted. He's not also talking about your physical pastor. He's talking about the Holy Spirit that dwells in him, speaking, you know, and watch it in her too, speaking. And we get wrapped up on the individual, but we have to understand the message coming out of him or her. Watch this here. And when he hear, he said, they said, yeah, but he said, Reverend Henry, brother, nothing. Brother Dan, brother sister, brother. You hear him calling. You be thinking you hear the voice, but then that's God that's trying to get your attention. He's telling you something. And you turn around, you look around, and wonder who. Hey, you ever been somewhere, Reverend Henry? I guess you don't want to get your mic. But have you ever been somewhere and God called your name? I know you can tell the truth.
Yes, sir.
Have you ever got?
Yes, sir.
God called
yes,
your
sir.
Name. And you know it was the Lord. He said, I called him by name. It's in the book, brother. He called us by name. And some of us got to understand he wants you to come. I really believe anybody that's carrying this word don't want to see nobody fall. If you see somebody fall, you want to be there to try to help them. Say, brother, say, sister, and we can do this thing better. Be encouraged. Man, I'm telling you right now, man, I promise to God, to you guys, I can tell you, God give me strength to do what I do. It's impossible to tell you I've been doing this a while. You know, I've been doing this a while, and I cannot take no credit.
That's it, bro.
I know it is God to give me the strength to do what I do. Man, some people can just do it one day. They didn't done it. Man, we do this thing 7 days a week. I said 7 days a week. You don't know. I'm on my job right now over here in the office, and I'm doing it. I know it's the grace of God. You how many jobs will let you do what we do? Come on, man. It's the grace of God.
Man, that's it.
It's the grace of God. It ain't nothing I did. You know, the man gave me a sermon. I said, well, show my brother. He gave me a sermon and said, I love your dedication and your perseverance, and I love your dedication in him. You know who the him is, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about? The him is Jesus. This is
what
we do. We want everybody to come in and have that same. I'm going to tell you, brother. I'm not going to lie. Sometimes I get on even today. I had to get there. You know what I'm talking about? To get there.
Oh, yeah.
And once I, you know, heard the prayer, once we did a little thing about the black hair, I had to get there. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
This thing we do every day, sometimes you don't come in already where I'm at right now. But my heart is full.
Right now.
But once I start once I start getting in the word, some kind of way, it just builds my strength. You know what I'm talking about? And I
can
trust me, I can talk another hour. Y'all know y'all mad. Don't get mad at me, though. I can talk another hour because I love him. Because I love him. Just don't hang up over me. I love y'all.
Amen.
Just don't hang up over me. Because I want to tell you something. I believe in the songwriter. Falling in love with Jesus.
Yeah.
Falling in love
with Jesus.
Falling in love with Jesus, it was the best thing I have ever done. Real got to give me the song.
Yes, sir.
In His arms.
That's it.
I feel
protection.
Let me leave it alone. Let me still hear.
Protection.
He can't take it, nigga, boy. But see, if I need to tell you something, boy, you can't make me stop doing what I'm doing because I love him too much. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
I really just my brother. He was spontaneous when he heard me not say nothing, brother, nothing. Because I am in work. You know, he heard me. You know, but I do know one thing, brother, nothing. You right on time because he can't have it did yesterday. You know what I'm talking about? But I'm telling you this, him. God did something to me a while ago. He blessed me. And whenever he give me a chance to share it, I will. You know what I'm talking about? Because I've been taught, man, everybody is not ready for your blessing. So I pull my blessing out, and what he gives to me when he when the only woman to give it. You know what you're talking about? I'm saying that the things he prepared for me, it might be just for my ears only. Oh, hear me, Holy Spirit, my eyes only. Because he dealt with me on a spiritual level in teaching and preaching and witnessing. So I have to yield to the Spirit. Like Reverend Henry did a while ago, he yielded to the Spirit and prayed for Brother Dale. He yielded to the Spirit and prayed for the morning ministry. He yielded because we're trying to do God's will. We have to listen to the Word. Nothing we do is out of order with the Holy Spirit in the midst. Nothing. We be at church, don't we, Rev? We be at church. That might not be good for us, y'all. But we be at church, and we got a protocol how we going to do things.
Mm-hmm.
But boy, when that Holy Spirit come in there, we might be like that old songwriter. When I walked through the door, I felt the presence. We might be in that song. He said, I felt the presence of the Lord. He said, this is the place where love abides. Then he know what he said? He said, I'm standing on holy ground. He said he didn't leave it there, and he started testifying. He said, I see angels all around. Somebody been around that song around. He said, I'm standing on holy ground.
Yeah.
Come on, man. You got to understand what I'm talking about. When you're standing in the worship.
Angels all around. Yes, sir.
So let us pray.
Oh, glory.
Jesus,
hallelujah.
Now.
Yes, sir.
Y'all get there in a minute.
Hallelujah.
And I got some issues going on. Reverend, I got
Come on now. Yes,
but
sir.
I know the Lord. Come on, man. I love the Lord. When we do this, it starts my day off so I can see it. Brother Randy, sisters and brothers, this helped me. I can't testify for nobody else, but I can testify for Eric. This helped me to get my day started, man. And sometimes I have a 20-hour day. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, you know, you might get there.
For your strength.
Baby sent me a text one day. My baby, she said she prayed. This is what she did. When I got the penitentiary, let me testify a little bit. When I got the penitentiary.
Come on,
right,
talk about it.
I got my little job, right? I got my little, this is what I said, little job. Y'all pray for me. And my partner got me on. When I first got the penitentiary, I started working that Monday, right? I worked at a Cedar mattress. We would be a mattress, right? And my wife called me on guard. She make my lunch, and then she always put a letter in there. And some spiritual, something that encouraged me, you know what I'm talking about? And all of a sudden, it's been a little while. She had stopped, right? And all of a sudden, I told her, she sent me a text. She said, did you read the letter? I didn't know what she was talking about. You know what I'm talking about? And one day I opened up my lunch the other day, and I looked at my lunch. You know, I'm still a little kid. I get lunch, y'all. I opened up my lunch, and I see my lunch. And she sent me, and she gave me a love letter. You know, she wrote me a love letter.
That's all right.
And we've been together. You know, I'm talking about, I ain't going to tell you, it ain't always been. I'm going to tell you, I'm the one of the most guilty of anything to make the marriage go up and down like it did. You know what I'm talking about? But I'm telling you one thing about it. Long as you stay connected with God, I don't know who I'm speaking to, but long as you stay connected to God,
you're going to have fight.
There's going to be some fight in your relationship with your wife or your husband because he's trying to break up the home. He want to break up the fellowship where God said it's not good for man to be alone. Help me, Holy Spirit.
All right.
I don't know where I'm going, y'all. I went somewhere. But it's not good for man to be alone. He said, lay down for a minute, Adam. So he took a rib out of Adam. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And when he took this rib out of Adam, he sewed him back up. Because Adam was there, everybody had a he and a she. You know, it was a he lamb and a she lamb, you know. So he had to say, it just didn't look right, him being by himself. So he gave him a woman. And he told that woman they would be his helpmate. How many of you got a helpmate? You know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to tell you something, man. And I don't know why I'm over here. I'm going to tell you something. This might not, you don't have to listen to me at all. But let me tell you something. You got to know when your wife being a mother and she being a wife. It took me a long time to understand that one. You got to know when she's been a mother and a wife. They just got that in them. You know what I'm talking about? And I used to fight against it. You know, sometimes I call myself doing something down now. I told my wife, I don't want a wife today. I don't want no mama. You know what I mean? You know what? She gonna lay my suit out. She gonna lay my tie out. She gonna lay my socks out. And we know I did one day. Well, I went mix match all that stuff. She went over. I thought she gonna get a switch, man. You know, I said I won't wear this today. I won't wear that today. I won't eat this today. No, when I cook that food, then you know I've been in my room. She come downstairs and we finna eat. I won't eat up here. You know, come down here now. You know, that must be a mother spirit. That can't be the way. They told me that I'm gonna get out of here, y'all. Get out of here, y'all. And I said this. Y'all might not like this, but I'm gonna say this. They told me. He said you had picked, but just be picked by the right hand.
There you go.
Don't let nobody run your ass, man. Take that stuff to God, man. And if you need some spiritual counseling, I'm gonna tell you something about it. I don't know why I'm here, man. When you're in a marriage, you're supposed to get counseling. Let me tell you something.
That's right.
Get counseling.
That's right. That's right.
Get godly counseling. Don't let nobody fool you. Get godly counseling. It's good.
Mm-hmm.
You say, I don't want nobody in my business. Trust me, it's gonna make that relationship last longer. Get some good sound.
I hear you.
Sound godly counselor. And then, you know, if you don't talk to her, y'all ain't going to the same church, probably y'all need to be. But wherever y'all go, get some good sound counseling and let God help that
man.
Because let me tell you something. He said it in the beginning. He said nothing can separate it, though. And he told us this here, husband. He said when a man finds a wife, not a wife finds a man, but when a man finds a wife, he finds a good thing. Favor unto
good
the Lord. Oh yes. Oh,
yes,
yeah.
Sir.
So she was good. She was good when she was. Watch some of y'all. I don't know how old you are. But she was good when she was. Me and my wife, we hooked up both over 20. You know what I'm talking about? So I ain't gonna tell you how. Yeah. Hold on, not real. Hold on, not real. It's been a little while, right?
In a few more days,
you know, 34 years.
In a few more days, you'll be a year older. In a few more days.
Yeah. Another couple more days. Let me tell you something. Man. I'm telling you, I put that woman through some stuff. Boy, she had to be God. You know what I'm talking about? You know, she could have left a long time ago. You know what I'm talking about? So I know it's the love of God. Counseling works, man. It works. It works.
Mm-hmm.
It works. And I'm gonna tell you something.
Yes, sir.
I'm trying to get out of here. But you think you go to church and somebody tells about your business, or the preacher start passing, and he start passing you, and he start telling you about some things. Trust me, nobody ain't told him nothing. It's the Holy Spirit speaking to you. Get your house in order. Get your life in order.
That's right.
Same with you and your wife. I don't know why I'm way over here, Red, but keep me in prayer. But I want to do this here for the marriage. Oh, Heavenly Father, I come to the you humble Lord. Lord, you
all right.
You had me just veer away, and then I know it's you, Lord. So, Lord, I pray for every marriage right now, Lord. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I ask you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Touch the house, Lord. Bless it, Lord. Let not come in there evil, Lord, to break it down, Lord. Lord, bless the man. Bless the woman to be knowing that they need each other, Lord. When they find them in the beginning, Lord, that you allow them to unite as one, Lord. Let it stay like that, Lord. Let nothing break it down, Lord. Not nobody, no one, Lord. No job, no intangible things, no material thing, no money. Nothing break it down, Lord. Let love abide in this house. Marriage, Lord. Lord, we just ask you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, it is the man, Lord. Because sometimes, Lord, we be so stern. Lord, let him humble that man, Lord. Humble that man, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And Lord, if it be the wife, Lord, let her respect her husband, Lord. And let the husband be respectful for Lord. So, Lord, let that happen in the name of Jesus, Lord. Let counseling, let peace, let love spread, Lord. You know who wants this, Lord. Lord, I receive it in the name of Jesus, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I receive it in the name of Jesus, Lord. Cover the
house
of your people, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord. We love you, Lord. And we thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
And we ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Jesus' name.
That was a strong,
amen.
That was a strong urge. I'm not in nobody's house. I don't know nobody's business, man. But I do know.
Mm-hmm.
I felt a spirit about marriage right then. It was somebody's marriage, and he had me to speak on it. Because we were way over somewhere else, so you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, it had to be for the, it was the Holy Spirit. And I wanted to pray because there's a stubborn spirit over here. You know what I'm talking about? It's all right.
Mm-hmm.
It's all right to, you know, you're not going to win every fight and every argument.
That's right.
You got to understand how to know how to agree and disagree. You know what I'm talking about?
That's right.
You know, even in any kind of relationship, you got to know how to. It's a thing. I don't agree on everything different both ways in people's lives, even my life. But I found out if I keep God in it, He'll fix me or the person I'm dealing with. You know what I'm talking about? To the relationship where I seen him do it recently with one of my bosses on the job. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about? I told him something.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you number one thing about it, you'll never define me with a lie. You know what I'm saying? I said, but one thing I learned, the truth don't need no support. So I'm not going to argue with you. You know what I'm talking about? Whatever you think is good. But all I'm going to do is just show you and try to do a job with God, the task he got me to do. And I do it and try to do it with the peace of God, man. One thing I've learned, man, a lie you would not turn in the sight of God.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I know the book.
Yeah.
The lawyer would not turn in the sight of God. So we thank everybody. If it was something said, if it was misunderstood, if it's something we need to go back over, I mean, all you got to do is hit the one button. If you need prayer, hit the one button. If you just want to wave your hand and just say how you enjoyed the lesson or it was something you learned today, hit the one button. We thank you for the peace of God. We thank you for what you have already done and about to do. Because we believe we woke up with our mind on Jesus. And then I'll tell you, too, walking and talking with our mind on Jesus. We was on the wall a while ago trying to stand on this love. Because we believe that when we believe this kind of, and I believe anytime God has lifted up, I don't care where is it. I might disagree a lot of a few things, but when God's word is going forward, man, I honor God's word, man. I really honor God's word. I really do that because I'm here accountable.
Yeah.
Who God, whatever God want to do it. You know what I'm talking about? If this vexes me, I just, you know, I know how to hang up, you know? You know, I know how to leave it alone because a lot of people are losing life this side because we argue about things that we don't have no control of. He told one time, and I'm going to say this again. He told one time, they came at us and they said, which side will we sit on? They asked him that. They asked Jesus that. And you know what Jesus told him? He said, I can't give you that. But he told them, it's for a prepared person. A prepared person. You know, all I know one thing about it, I'm trying to be prepared to see him. You know what I'm talking about? And I learned while ago, it won't be by works alone. It's going to be by his grace and mercy. So I thank God for the Holy Spirit. I thank him for the things he done and about to do. So we often say to him, if you have anything, or waving your hand, or you want to say you need prayer, we're here. You know, Reverend, pray, I'll pray. Anybody can hit the one button for it. We don't segregate this thing, you know. And we love this thing. Sister Martha, send us another thing. If I could do that first, you know, you don't mind, real?
No. Okay.
Can you go to Colossians for me? Colossians 1,
yes,
15. And it says, a little study she got here, it says, Jesus over everything. Jesus over everything. Jesus deserves first place of our everything in our lives. Jesus deserves first place of everything. I think one of the scriptures says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And he'll add all them things to you, brother. Seek him where he may be found. Put Jesus first. Put mm-hmm. Jesus first. Yes, sir. What you got there, Reverend? Did you get Colossians?
Colossians, first chapter, the 15th verse?
15 to 20, yeah.
Okay. All right. It says, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature? For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things. By him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the all church, right, who is the beginning, firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have eminence. For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell.
Come on.
Praise the Lord. And having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him, I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. Praise the Lord.
Come on, brother. Come on, brother.
Oh, wow.
So we need to put them first, what you're trying to tell me, huh?
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
verse
yeah,
21,
yeah, yeah.
And you that were sometimes alienated and enemies in your mind. Wow. Enemies in your mind.
Again, huh?
A wicked
again,
work.
Huh?
Yes, sir, again. Yet now has he reconciled. Thank you, Jesus. In the body of his flesh, work it out, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
As you spoke
thank
on
you,
earlier,
Jesus.
In the body of his flesh through death.
Yeah.
To present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, God, Jesus.
If you continue in the faith, staying
come
connected,
on,
just like you said. If
yes,
you continue
sir.
In the
yes.
faith, grounded.
Yes.
And
yes.
settled, not and be not moved away from the hope. Oh, I feel the Holy Spirit from the hope
come
of
on,
the
man.
Gospel
come on, man.
Which ye have heard, which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise you.
Oh,
he's there.
Hallelujah. Wow. Whereof I am made a minister.
God bless you. Watch it.
Who now rejoicing in my suffering for you and build up that which is behind of the afflictions of Christ in my flesh for his body's sake, which is the church. Thank you, Jesus.
Come on now. Come on now.
Whereof, again, I am made a minister according to the dispensation of God, which is given to me for you to fulfill the word of God.
All right. Come on now.
Even the mystery, thank you, Jesus, which have been hidden from the age and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints. To God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Thank you.
You also
we preach.
You also
whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus, whereunto I also labor, striving according to his work, which worketh in me mightily. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, that finished out the chapter. That's all the way to the end of the chapter. Thank you, Jesus. That was 15. That was Colossians 15 through the 29th, through the end of the chapter. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
My God.
Well, I have to testify. Man, I was reading that, and it felt like electricity. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, oh, tell me this ain't a living word. It felt like electricity as I was reading. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. But you know, I thought about you. Say your wife to pack you that love letter, and this and it reminds me. It reminds me that this holy word is God's love letter to us. You know, it gives us strength when we're weak.
When we
want to know which way to go, just pick up that love letter that he gave you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, yes. Yes, sir.
Oh, man. Thank you, Jesus. Renewing, refreshing.
Yes, sir.
And this is all the lesson that you talked about, you know.
All right.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. All in love.
Oh,
Thank you, Lord, for your blessing. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, sir. Thank you, Jesus.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
I thank God. We often thank God for that the Holy Spirit moves like it does now, you know. We really believe that he had blessed and still going to keep blessing. All we got to do is just keep lifting them up like we do. And, brother, you know, just because of what's going on right now, the world doing what it's doing, we'll always keep your mind focused on Jesus, you know.
That's it.
Do what it's going to do. You know, just keep it us and everybody that is trying to do his will, you know, keep us in prayer, you know, because this is a day of day time. Every minute, every second hour, we need this prayer and this prayer time, you know. That's why God, you know, we never thought it was going to be this length of a time, you know, but we find out God made a way for us to do it. So we're trying our best to keep our hand in the master's hand. You know, the Bible says, man, turn his hand loose, whip in the plow, it's not fit for the kingdom. So we're just trying to keep our hand on the plow, you know. You know, try to keep it there. Sometimes circumstances happen, but we just try to be the one to try to keep on holding together, man, knitting together, you know. And we always, always solicit your prayers, you know. You know, just keep praying for us, you know. You know, we never say we can do this without anyone. We need all of us to be on one accord. Again, you know, we thank him, Martha, for the powerful lesson we just read this while ago, you know. That's what we try ourselves to do, is seek him first, you know, keep him first. You know, he's not last in our life, you know. You know, I know a lot of y'all come on, I know he can't be last because I don't know what time you get up, wherever you get time you get up, some kind of way you make your way over here. And we try to get on one accord with him to start our day off, you know. You know, you get sidetracked. but don't leave God, man. Keep God in everything you do. You know, and find out this here, that he can move or he can allow it to happen. That's the kind of God we serve. You know,
yeah.
We pray to our brother. He can move it. Whatever lesson he got in that for anyone or going through, you know, even myself, you know, to my, just ask God, give you peace in it. You know, to my, and then we give that peace, the lesson give you that you can help someone else along the way, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is, you know. Help somebody along the way. But God is a deliverer. Yeah, he delivered. If it's something he deliver at you, Lord deliver it, you know. Lord, remove it out of my mind, my heart. You know, some of us need deliverance off of social media, you know, them Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, you know, put your face in the book. You know, that's the Holy Book. You know.
That's it.
All right, you go again. But I'm just saying, it's just taking too much time. You know, we can give mad with somebody doing 5 minutes with the word, but we can be doing everything else for 10 hours, 20 hours.
Yeah.
The conviction is the Holy Spirit. I'm just telling you, you know, try to put more with them. To the day I'm just going to fast on Facebook. I'm going to fast on social media and see what God do for you. I don't want to be close to walk with you. You don't want to let go. You don't want to do it. Just keep doing what you're doing. But if you want to get a closer walk with them, just take one day fast on it. You know, sometimes in one day, it turns to 2 days. Sometimes in 3 days, then to 4 days. And then that's what he wants. That's what he wants. Some people work off of it. I understand that. If that's what he wants, he might choose you to close the whole countdown. Just do this here. No, we just put it in my heart, man. Don't have to do it. You do not have to do it. But he put this in my heart. Somebody need to take a month off of Facebook.
All right.
Do it for him.
All right.
If it's not for you, don't even pray on nobody. Say, who is he? Trying to tell me, take a month off of Facebook and get in the word. Get in the word. Just do that in the name of Jesus. Someone know what I'm talking about. If you're on that religiously, you know what I'm talking about. Take a month off. And as a matter of fact, this is the only way you're gonna take it off. If you close it, can you close it or something? How you do it, man? I don't know. You know, whatever it is. So it won't give you no alert. So it won't give you no alert.
Yeah.
You know?
You can take the alert off. Yeah.
So you won't get a little notification. Everybody wants it, and do it for a month. Do it for a month. You know, and you will find yourself at the end of that month, you're gonna be washed. Oh, help me, hold.
Amen.
You're gonna be washed. If you do what I ask you in the Holy Spirit, and I really believe He just gave it to me, I'm gonna do this with you. I'm gonna do it with you. I don't even be on it like that, so you know. But I'm gonna do it too, you know. To my, and I understand we have social media because of now we got this corona guy out there, this pandemic going on that we have to use it. But I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about the ones you know. What I'm talking about on certain things, it getting more your attention of the world. But if the church on there. And I'll let you keep doing that. I'm not saying that. Y'all with me? Let's keep that in prayer, too. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace. Lord, we come to you the most humblest matter we know how, Lord. Thanking you, Lord, for all the things that went up and said today. We ask you, Father God, if anything was misunderstood, Lord, we ask you to give strength there, Lord. Touch the people today, Lord. That they lean not to their own understanding, but acknowledge you in all their way, Lord. Let the Holy Spirit touch the one and have the problem with you, Lord. Give them strength to back away from you, Lord, and spend more time with you, Lord. Lord, we just ask you to come and give strength there in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, we just ask you to help us that we can be a better servant for you. Bless us to be a better a child of yours, Lord. Bless us, Lord, that we can lift one another up in such a time like this, Lord. We know,
yes,
Father
Lord.
God, storms going to happen, Lord. But, Lord, we know in them storms you can give us a lesson to do to carry it out better, Lord. So help us, Lord, wherever we get, Lord. Spiritually, mentally, physically, and financially, Lord. Bless every household and by the side of my voice, Lord. Lord, that this blessing cover them, Lord. Anything coming in and going out, Lord, cover them in the name of Jesus, Lord. Help us, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus, Lord. Help us spiritually, Lord, that we read the word more. Get close to you, Lord. Help us, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We just always keep you first, Lord. We love you, Lord. And we thank you,
yes,
Lord.
Lord.
And we pray all this thing in Jesus' name. Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Against me, so prosper.